Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Social media success can come from the most unlikely of places. Sherman Dilla Thomas is the son of a Chicago police detective and a former ComEd operator who turned his curiosity about Chicago and its history into a thriving business. His Instagram and TikTok accounts have hundreds of thousands of followers and millions of likes from people who live in Chicago or want to remember the neighborhood where they grew up. The Southsider now conducts bus tours of the city's neighborhoods, telling stories about Chicago's past that explain the present. I'm Rob Hart, and we talked to Sherman Dilla Thomas about Chicago, the forces that shaped it, and his business this week on At Issue. Sherman Dilla Thomas, thank you for joining us on At Issue on WBBM News Radio. Now, we've spoken before on the Noon Business Hour, and that was by far one of the most popular segments we ever did on the program. Just the amount of feedback we received both on air and on social media was really remarkable. So this Mahogany Tours, which is now, that's your full-time job
now.
Yes, sir. You're the founder and owner of these Chicago History Tours. Are you surprised at the reaction that you have received both on social media and elsewhere to these Chicago history lessons and tours that you conduct?
We need a better word than surprise. Most of the time, I'm like astonished. And I'm trying not to talk myself out of a good thing. But every now and again, I catch myself realizing that, man, I'm like living the dream, telling other people's stories, right? A lot of times, like telling your story or a version of that is how people, you know, get notarized, right? Your story as a basketball player, your story as a football player, your story as a musician, right? The you in the thing kind of makes you popular. And for me, it has nothing to do with me. It's the fact that I tell Chicago stories. And so on the one hand, it's really, really cool, but it's certainly surprising. You know, you couldn't have paid me to write this out as an option 10 years ago, right?
Now, we used to work for ComEd, and as I understand, that led you into your current line of work, that you were just going around the city as part of your job and just seeing historic buildings and historic places. And to satisfy your own curiosity, you wanted to learn more about them. And then you decided to pay it forward.
Yeah, even in a building like this, right? The last union job I had with ComEd, I was an area operator. And the area that I operated in was downtown Chicago. It's a high voltage electrician. So, you know, even like a building like this, I remember all the access points are lower Wacker, and having to work nights on lower Wacker entering power vaults in the winter and in the summer. You learn so much about Chicago, right? I learned a lot of that stuff down there is our original footprint because we lifted up the city to install sewers. I learned a lot about the social ills because unfortunately a lot of the unhoused are in lower Wacker. And so if you're working down there every night, you're gonna see the same people. You guys are gonna start having conversations. I learned their histories. And so what I will never discredit is the fact that I think Chicago has 8,000 blocks, and working for ComEd, I've easily walked down about 6,000 of the 8,000 blocks. I have touched every single one of the Chicago 77. I have been in manholes. I have walked the train tracks between the red line stations reading meters. I have been in the Jewish community in Saginaw. I've been in Oakdale Gardens on the far south side, and so it did allow me to see the city from a bottom-up perspective, which I do credit with a lot of what I do for a living.
And then your dad was a Chicago police sergeant, if I remember correctly.
Don't give him all that. Well, he was a homicide detective.
He was a detective, yes. Yep. He was a Chicago police detective. And my father-in-law was a Chicago police sergeant. And I think there's something about
that profession where you also learn a lot about the city as well. Mm-hmm. Because my father-in-law would always brag about to people coming into town, you can get the 25-cent tour or the 50-cent tour. And the 50-cent tour was all day, just mm-hmm. driving around the city. You know, this is where various businesses used to be. His favorite tidbit was there's a used car lot on Western Avenue by Roscoe that used to be a hamburger stand. How can you tell it used to be a hamburger stand? Because the sign that says used cars looks like a hamburger. It has the outline of a hamburger. The hamburger stand was long gone. They've been selling cars there for a very long time, but the hamburger sign is still there. So I think that there must be something about just being a police officer or in your working for ComEd where you're just driving around the city all the time, where you just want to satisfy your curiosity. What is this? How did things come to be?
Yeah, especially when, at least for the police officers, right? You know, at times it can be literal blood, sweat, and tears. And so this becomes your beat or you're working in this district. And I think you want to familiarize yourself and learn as much as you can. And then for me, you know, sometimes I feel like a superhero. I catch a call and it'd be a lady in an elevator stuck because there's a power outage. And I come in and I do what they trained me to do. And now we're on emergency power and that elevator's coming down and everybody's safe. And so, you know, you feel connected and responsible, and then that makes you want to further research. And you bring up signs. I already love your father-in-law for that because I do that here. I don't do downtown tours, but we pick up a lot of people downtown, and we will then take you to the neighborhoods. And sometimes when we're riding down Clark Street, I point out that there's a Mexican restaurant. It's a hacienda. But if you look at the sign, is shaped like an Asian American restaurant. And that's because that stretch of Clark Street is the original Chinatown. And that sign is a remnant of those changes, right? And so good on your father-in-law. I'm always looking at signs. I'm always looking at, you know, trying to date the structure. Sometimes you can tell that it used to be a factory because so many of the windows are bricked up now. You don't need so much ventilation. So there's all kind of tales when you look, but it really is fun to know it.
I think my entry into wanting to learn more about the city and all the various forces that shaped it over the centuries is I grew up in Beverly and I went to St. Ignatius, and for freshman and sophomore year of high school, that required taking the Rock Island from Beverly to LaSalle Street Station. And I'm a bit of a rail fan myself, so I would always just look at the structures along the line. Going through Auburn Gresham, going through Englewood. Always wanted to look for the footprint of Englewood Union Station at 63rd and State, which is now totally gone because they built the bridge over the tracks. But it used to be a crossing, and that used to be where, way back when, if you were taking like the 20th Century Limited into Chicago, you could change trains for the West Coast without going downtown and going from one railway station to another. So you look for the footprint of that, or at Root Street, you would see an old interlocking tower that was lettered for the Rock Island and the New York Central, decades after both railroads were gone. So you'd see all of this industrial history that was along the line, and then you wanted to find out more about it. You wanted to read more about it. And one thing leads to another, as you have found out, and then you're reading about the history that happened around it. And it's a very easy rabbit hole to fall into.
Oh, you'll fall right into it. And for those who are listening, particularly my homies on the south side, he's talking about the Rock Island. That's if you're going by, you're going east from Halsted on 63rd Street, right before you get to like Stewart and Normal, those are the set of train tracks that he's talking about. That's the Rock Island. And I love that you mentioned 63rd Street because it's at 63rd Street at that Rock Island station that Mamie Till Mobley drops her son off, Emmett Till, to go down to Mississippi. Because just like you were mentioning, she didn't want to go all the way downtown either, right? And so you could still do those kind of exchanges back in the day. It's really, really cool when your understanding of the space connects the dots for you about the space. And even as it, right, we're talking trains, Grand Crossing, right? That's a neighborhood that has that name because of trains. Prior to the Great Chicago Fire, a guy set up a set of tracks on top of another set of tracks without telling that railroad, right? You know, they did that kind of thing. But unfortunately, there was a very terrible train accident on the corner of 75th and South Chicago. There was a tremendous loss of life, if I'm not mistaken. Something like 60 people died. So the state legislator said that every train that comes to 75th and South Chicago must make a complete stop before they cross that intersection. And so the conductors start talking to each other, like, oh, which way are you going? Oh, I'm going north. Oh, man, you got to go up there by that Grand Crossing, right? They made this big deal out of, and that's what gives that neighborhood the name, Grand Crossing, right? So it's if you know the history of a space, you know how it affects you. I say it every day on my tour. If it has a name, it has a history. And so much of that creates those wormholes for us. If you live off of Halsted Street, have you never asked yourself, why in the heck is this called Halsted, right? And, you know, those type of things is the way my brain works, and that makes me appreciate the city so much more when I learn it.
You're listening to At Issue. We're talking Chicago history with Sherman Dilla Thomas. When did you start doing the Chicago history lessons or talks on social media?
November of 2020 is thereabout when I started my TikTok channel. It was started in an attempt to bond with my daughter. She wanted to dance. I wanted to tell history stories. My thought was, you know, you're a cute little girl. I'm going to feed you some lines. You're going to tell these history stories on TikTok and, you know, you're going to go viral and daddy's going to get a Tahoe or something out the deal. Right. So, she was very resistant to it because naturally she's a dancer. She dances for Homer Bryant, who's the guy in Chicago that invents hip-lay, which is hip-hop and ballet combined. A style of dance is invented in Chicago. She dances for that company. So she's always going to show that kind of stuff. So anyway, to prove my baby wrong, I started doing history videos to show her that people would watch. And I ended up being right, and she still ended up not wanting to make the videos. And so I just kept making them, you know. And I don't know, I might have been like 4 or 5 months in before I realized that maybe this is a form of public service. Because in reading the comments, there was so many people that didn't know certain things. You know, you drive to Dan Ryan all the time. You don't know who Dan Ryan Jr. is. And then growing up on the South Side, you particularly growing up in Beverly, I know you rode your bike through the Dan Ryan Woods. You know,
I played soccer there.
Oh, man. Right. Same. They, you know, we go in the winter. That's where we bobsled. Auburn Gresham and Beverly and Brainerd, we're kind of like neighbors together. And so we spent a lot of time at that Dan Ryan Woods. Dan Ryan Woods, Dan Ryan Expressway, right? They're father and son. So just the amount of times that people don't make those connections kind of told me, well, if no one else is going to teach them, you should. And not to be indicting the city, but we just got to do a better job of teaching Chicagoans about Chicago. And I think that'll go a long way.
How much of that was related to COVID, though? Because it's November of 2020. And even though that was the month in which the vaccine was announced, and it seemed like there was going to be a way out of all the social distancing and everything being closed and a lot of people just sitting at home and staring at their phones, it was a new thing to occupy your time when you needed something to occupy your time.
I feel very blessed. Sometimes something comes along and you don't get to catch that wave, right? I think if I started today in 2025 and started telling Chicago history stories, it wouldn't have took off in the way that it did because of the points that you made where we were all at home. I had a better grab of the audience, right? And it allowed for them to share the videos with others and allowed for me to grow. So I think it's always, you know, a benefit to or luck or whatever to be at the inception of anything, right? You know, to be the first couple dudes that invested in the Coca-Cola, right? You're doing pretty good for yourself, or your family probably is. So I definitely credit that. But I was
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Telling the history stories before TikTok, I used to... I see now my wife's going to listen to this. I'm telling all our business. But, you know,
why it's on early Sunday morning.
Right. But we both, you know, had previous lives before we met each other. We're kind of like the Brady Bunch. And so in my courting of her, the only free time she had would be when she was jogging. And so I hate running, but I wanted this girl. So I would go jogging with her.
See, that's love right there.
And, right. And so... we'd run by all these, we ran the streets because she's from East St. Louis and I wanted to teach her Chicago and stuff. And we'd be running by all these honorary street signs. The brown ones are in Chicago. And she'd be talking to me and I'd be trying to make sure I don't forget the names of the honorary street signs we passed so I can go home and research them. And sometimes they'd be pretty good. And so it felt like, well, I spent 2 hours learning who this person is, paying $9.99 to obituary.com so I can find out their history. I might as well put all this out. And so I would type like these long Facebook posts about the honorary street signs. And most times that was the thing that was liked the most on my page, right? So you post a cute picture of your newborn baby, 5 people say yay. But then I'd like write about Mother Meacham or, you know, I you know, point out why Chaka Khan's honorary street sign is next to Kenwood or, you know, things of that nature, right? Just so many other people. And people liked that. He asked me to keep doing it. But my job got busier with ComEd and typing out long posts, you know, was becoming a little bit of a process for me. But I've always been interested. You know, I guess now I get to do it professionally. But if you ask my friends, I've been the guy with the useless Chicago information for, you know, 20 years.
Now, the other thing about 2020, there was just so much social unrest that summer. And a lot of people were in search of answers. Why are things the way they are? What is the history that led us to this moment? And a lot of that history flows through the streets of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And probably that provided some essential context and answers to questions they may have had 5 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. It's like you've been following me around. I just gave a speech yesterday where I said, I was at Loyola University, and I said, Chicago oftentimes is the disease and the fix of the disease, right? It's in Chicago that they figure out how to properly redline people. They say, hey, we don't got to use the word black or Asian or Mexican or woman. We can just circle zip codes and say everything in that zip code doesn't qualify for governmentally backed loans. Right. And that's redlining. But then on the west side of Chicago, neighbors who had the same exact type of houses in Oak Park, right, these Frank Lloyd Wright houses or similar, same exact kind of square footage and everything, were friends with their neighbors in Austin. But the people in Austin couldn't get equity line of credit loans out of their house, but the people in Oak Park could. And they're only separated by Austin Boulevard. And it's those cohort of women that filed the class action lawsuit that ends redlining, right? And so, you know, Chicago at its heights, it's the most segregated city in the country, but Chicago at its best is the greatest at organizing. We're seeing that now with everything that's going on with the federal administration and how Chicago's responding to that. We saw that way back at coming out of the Haymarket affair where Chicago organizes and we get the 8-hour workday. So in many instances, you know, we can go on and on about schools, about so many societal ills. Right. Chicago gave the world the Willis wagons, right? Attaching those trailers with no heat or air to schools. But again, coming out of that and the consent decrees, right? If there's a Chicago for a long time wouldn't hire people of color to be, you know, firemen or battalion chiefs or sergeants. But the African-American Police League filed a lawsuit and that consent decree changes hiring practices countrywide for law enforcement and fire. So, you know, you bring up an excellent point. A lot of times Chicago creates the thing, but, you know, like they say, the antidote is often time in the poison.
And one thing that is very comforting that I have discovered about reading history is that people will talk about today, it's never been this bad. It's never been this contentious. It's Please. Never been like this. When I was a kid, everything was great. Everything was fabulous when I was 12, and now it's all gone to a dark place. But if you just read a little bit of history, you know, There have always been days like these.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for saying that. In fact, I am assuming we're in the same generation. Sometimes we got to get off our high horse because we like to say, in our generation, we can get on our bike and I could leave Beverly and I'd end up at my friend's house in Lane Tech and I just have to take the hour ride back down Western and this and that. And anytime people bring up that type of freedom we had, I tell them, hey, when your kids in 2025 are eating cereal in the morning, is there a picture of missing kids on the milk carton, right? Do we have shows like America's Most Wanted? There were so many shows dedicated to finding missing kids because we had way too much freedom, right? So there's always this vantage point of something. You know, you look at it later and it wasn't that bad or it was this or it was that, right? The same thing as it relates to Chicago. Chicago has seen pandemics, right? The 1918 flu. Chicago has seen civil unrest, right? All the way back from Pullman and the Pullman strike to Haymarket to the 68, right? Chicago has seen high unemployment. Chicago has been the second most largest populous city in the country. So I love that you bring that up. And a lot of times the answer to the problem is in studying the history. You know, if you study history, you'll see they tried that before. It didn't work. You study history, you'll see that they accomplished great things because they went this way. So it's never a bad thing to study history.
And also, I think it's especially given the fact that Chicago and whatever societal ills there are in Chicago today, for whatever reason, and this is going back for a very long time, is usually front and center in the national discourse. Yeah. And every now and then, the city takes its lumps. People feel empowered to take a swing at this city. And I think that's where probably your appeal comes in, is that not only you talk about the history of the city, warts and all, but you stand up for it, too. Oh, and man, for those of us who live here and are aware of what's going on, you still like living here. You still like the history. You still like the culture. And it's nice to see somebody just standing up for not only what's going on today, but what's went on in 1830.
You caused this rant, but, you know, it's like, how can a person be from Texas and there has something negative to say about Chicago when right now in Fort Worth, the Stockyard March that they have every day at 12 and 4 comes from Chicago because the Swift family went down there when they closed the Stockyards here. How can you be, you know, from rural Chicago? I mean, rural America, you got something to say about Chicago and your kids were dressing up as Alphaba and Galinda during Halloween, right? You do know that Chicago gives you the Wizard of Oz, which means we gives you Wicked. So, you know, that's one of my favorite things to do. And I try not to do it from a place of hate, but just when I'm receiving hate from Chicago, I always go to that person's page and it takes me three scrolls to see that they absolutely love something from Chicago. It's football season and we identify with each other by the teams we root for and the numbers on the jerseys. The first place ever to put numbers on the back of jerseys was Amos Alonzo Stagg at the University of Chicago in Chicago. All right, so while we have problems like everywhere else, it's not just something that I say every day. It's a historical fact that everything dope about America comes from Chicago, from the cuisine. If you are taking pictures in front of the you're in New York in front of the Empire State Building, it's the Chicago style of architecture that makes that building that height, right? If you're in the West Coast watching movies, it was a dude from Wicker Park that took Universal Studios to California, right? If you're in Florida, it was Bertha Palmer when she got her inheritance from her husband that gives us places like Boca Raton and all these other places. Like, she helped laid out those cities. So it all kind of comes back to us. And it's simple. It's real simple, easy answer to why. We're like America's baby. We're the first major city to come out of the War of 1812. Every other major city was a major city before there was an America, right? New York was New York before there was an America. Boston was Boston, Philly. And so this concept of Americana and American city, we're the first. And I think we benefit from that, and I think the country does too.
We're talking Chicago history with Sherman Dilla Thomas, the owner of Mahogany Tours. What, you managed to turn a social media page into a business. And so what is the scope of Mahogany Tours now? What services do you provide?
Right on. Well, thank you, because I sure forget it. I love talking history. I forget all the time to be a businessman. But you can go to ChicagoMahogany.com, and you can book neighborhood tours. We do North Lawndale. We're going to take you to what's now Lawndale Community Academy. It used to be the Jewish People's Institute. If you come to Bronzeville, we'll show you the building that gives birth to Black History Month, the building that gives birth to gospel music, and one of the oldest Muslim mosques that is still standing today in our country. If you go to Pullman, we'll show you where Labor Day comes from. We always include a small business in every neighborhood so that people from outside the neighborhood can learn new places to support. But no, we crack jokes. It's a two-hour bus tour. We typically start in the neighborhood that we're touring, and we try to teach you how to identify old brick from new brick, Chicago common brick. We talk to you about the name of the streets, right? Who is Kedzie, right? Why is it Crawford and Evanston? Why is it Pulaski in Chicago? Then it goes back to Crawford and Country Club Hills, right? You're going to learn a lot about Chicago. You're going to have a good time. And it's designed to make Chicagoans feel more civic pride, and it's designed to help, you know, transplants learn the city.
When I lived in the South Side, I went to college in Milwaukee. I worked there for a little while and then came back, and I lived in the South Side when I moved back in 2005. And one of my favorite drives, and I was so surprised by how much history exists on this stretch of roadway, is 47th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would go to the Bally's at 47th and Lake Park to work out. And you would go down a street, 47th Street, that the amount of cultural history that exists there is truly staggering. Beginning with the old hotel at 47th and Michigan, where a number of singers and blues men used to stay when they were in Chicago, and then playing at all the clubs that were along 47th Street, that or 43rd as well, and some of which were still in business into the 80s. The Rolling Stones used to rehearse and warm up there before big arena shows in Chicago.
You know, my favorite picture is a Buddy Guy throwing somebody out of the Checkerboard Lounge in 1981. That's such an amazing shot. But yeah, that we call 43rd Street to 47th Street the Chicago Blues Corridor because of the amount of blues clubs over there. But if you go down 47th Street, today is Gallery Gouchard. It used to be the largest black-owned department store. It was owned by the Jones Brothers, who were infamous number runners on the South Side of Chicago. Going down 47th Street, you'll get to the Rosenwall, right, which is this amazing building. It was a gift from Julius Rosenwall, who gives us Sears Roebuck and Company. Joe Louis lived there. That was the first place Quincy Jones ever lived when he was brought home. If you continue that way, you just go down 47th Street and you just make that right on Woodlawn, you're going to see Elijah Muhammad's house, Louis Farrakhan's house, Muhammad Ali's house.
Wasn't the El Rukin Temple over there too?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an amazing stretch of road. There's a bronze sculptures over there now when you get into Bronzeville. And even if you go, through back of the yards on 47th Street, you're going to see the industrial history of Chicago. So it's a good stretch of road for sure.
My if I ever do that tour, we'll get to Damon and Pershing, and I'll say, this is where the overpass used to be. They need to bring it back.
Right on.
That was a much faster way to get to White Sox games. It was much better than the Ryan.
Definitely, definitely. If we get to go over there on 39th Street, I'm always talking about like Wrigley's Gum and the old Chicago Board of Education building that was down there. They used to have a fantastic truck stop, too, that's long gone, man. Back in my going to the Green Dolphin or Limelight or Excalibur days, we'd end up at truck stops. We need more truck stops in Chicago. It used to be everywhere, man.
That this can be your next cause. Just more greasy spoons, more 24-hour truck stops.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap things up in just a minute or so. What would you say is like the biggest thing you have learned, not only from just getting this off the ground, but just the people you've met along the way, and also the way the city and its civic institutions have responded to you?
You know, it's someone. It was just on an episode of a show, but they said you know a Chicagoan when you walk into the room, right? And we're always so proud to be from Chicago. So I think when you're always the one that everybody is picking at and pointing at, it makes you circle the wagons. And so if you spend any time around me, you absolutely realize that I love Chicago, and I don't just love it for myself. I love it. I'm raising my kids here. I love it for the people of the past, present, and the future. And it's hard not to get behind that, particularly, right, even if you may not be as familiar with the history of Chicago as I am, you know what Chicago means to you. You know that feeling, you know, parking illegally on Lakeshore Drive on July 3rd, watching the fireworks back in the day, or, you know, Bulls parades, or Jim's Originals. You know, there's a Chicago feeling, and even the naysayers that live in Chicago know that this is the greatest city on earth, and that at any time you can, you know, have world-class experiences here. And I'm happy to be on the front line defending this place.
Sherman Dilla Thomas, thank you for joining us on At Issue this week. If you want to hear the program again, you can do so at WBBMNewsRadio.com, the Odyssey app, and the iHeartRadio app. Join us next Sunday for another edition of At Issue. Until then, I'm Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.